coming up.
The Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates without a doubt, unless they don't. We'll talk about all of that right now.
Traveling on business? Then take us along and stay on track. You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal, your traveling companion in the digital age. Now, Money Beat.
The Federal Reserve Bank will raise interest rates in December, definitely, without a doubt. Maybe. Depends on what happens. There's still a long way to go until we get there. Hello, everybody. This is the Money Beat podcast. I am Paul Vigna, joined today by Stephen Grosser, Heard on the Streets, John Carney, and WSJ reporter Dave Benoit. Used to be with the Money Beat blog. Now Benoit is just a superstar on the M&I.
He was a founding member.
He was a founding member. The old journal stalwart. And now?
I never left, guys.
Now he's just a superstar. You're a superstar.
Nonsense.
The Federal Reserve Bank. People have been thinking a few things about these those folks since Friday's jobs report, which was much stronger than anyone expected. And, I mean, you could really see it Friday morning. Most people started saying, yes, December they're going to raise rates. Finally, it'll be the first one. Are they going to raise rates? Will they raise? How much? Will it matter? Where is this all going? Let's talk about this right now, because right now the market thinks it's in the bag. But Grosser, Carney, Benoit, is it really in the bag?
I think this cements it for the most part.
You do.
I mean, their October meeting, they came out. They said, you know, we need to study the data, you know, continue to improve.
They said we're doing nothing
to raise rates next meeting, and that was a clear signal that, you know, December was live, and, you know, Friday's report, you know, gave no reason to believe that, you know, December was not live. In fact, it made it very much clear that the Fed, it cleared the path for the Fed to go ahead, I think.
Let me raise a note of caution here.
Raise it, John.
Some historical perspective. You may remember way back in August. The beginning of August, again, September was in the bag.
We really had to go into the microfiche to get those out, right?
All the data was telling us, here we go, September, it's going to happen. And then we got a bunch of bad data from around the world, and everybody's view changed and said, that's not happening. People were sure it was going to happen. So we're still, you know, a little more than a month out. There's still several weeks in which calamity could strike around the world, and what seems like a certainty about December now, and I will give it to you that without any new very bad data that comes out, I agree that it looks like it's going to happen, but the world is an uncertain place and something could happen.
Do you guys
I generally agree with Carney that
you do.
If we see another August, right, then, you know, I think the Fed, that would give the Fed second thought. But
well, the Dow was down 200 points on Monday, if anyone's noticing, if anyone's taking
right, but I mean, that's just barely over 1%.
Benoit wants to jump in.
Don't you guys think, though, that after that last meeting when they didn't raise, there was sort of more pressure on them from the people that wanted them to raise? Like, I feel like, obviously, this has been talked about for a long time. Are they going to raise? Are they not going to raise? In every meeting, there's a question about it. But it seems like in the last few months, there's been kind of more criticism that they didn't raise. So now with the data there, again,
you know, it's
barring
I think it's kind of funny because September was such a loosey move with the football, right? They expected it and no one got it. But everyone seems to have completely forgotten about that. No one cares. Everyone's saying, oh, December, no doubt. Look, the fact of the matter is, yes, Friday's jobs number was high, 271,000 jobs, the unemployment rate's 5%. But if you look at the last 3 months, the average, it has come down below 200,000. If you look at where we were earlier this year in terms of monthly job creations, where we were last year in terms of monthly job creation, the numbers have been coming down. On the other end,
but they should be, too.
On the other end, inflation is extremely low. It is still well below what the Fed wants it to be. We are at a position, and look at what GDP was. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to do it or not do it. I'm saying they can kind of go either way they want. If they want an excuse to raise rates, they can point to that 271, 5% unemployment rate. If they want an excuse not to, and I don't think anybody would complain if in the middle of December, retail holiday sales, they decide not to raise rates, they can find reasons to do that too, because inflation is extremely low and you can parse those jobs numbers and find things that you don't like in there.
I think that's right. I think what the way to look at it is, look, what does the Fed sort of in its – what's its bias here, right? What does it want to do? And I think people have the general impression that it wants to at least have one rate hike. And so the bias sort of built in is unless something prevents them from raising rates, they're going to.
All right. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Money Beat. You can check the full podcast out at WSJ.com/podcasts.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.